I'm Alexandra DiTrullio. A statement from U.S. bishops criticizes the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions that those fleeing domestic or gang violence will no longer be able to apply for asylum protection in the United States. Sessions said that asylum laws cannot be used to fix, quote, all misfortune. The statement by the bishops urges lawmakers to, quote, respect and enhance, not erode, the potential of our asylum system to preserve and protect the right to life. The bishops also noted how harmful they believe the change in policy is to women because many women do not have sufficient protections and face, quote, extreme dangers of domestic violence in their home country. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo stated he believes that talks with North Korea will resume, quote, sometime in the next week. Pompeo added that while President Trump is, quote, in the lead, he will be taking the role of pushing the process forward. Speaking to reporters in South Korea, Pompeo added that the U.S. wants North Korea to make some major steps towards nuclear disarmament in the next 2 years. He also said that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un understands that there will be, quote, in-depth verification of their nuclear commitment. A Senate panel has approved a bipartisan rewrite of federal farm and nutrition programs. The legislation renews farm safety net programs like those for crop insurance, farm credit, and land conservation. It would also extend SNAPS, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program that feeds over 40 million people. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he'd like to bring the measure to a full vote in the Senate before the July 4th recess. The current Food and Farm Bill expires at the end of September. The bill will likely face opposition in the House, where Republicans want to increase work requirements for food stamps. Archbishop Luis Ladaria, the Vatican's doctor-in-chief, has told leading members of the German Catholic hierarchy that Pope Francis believes their plans to allow Protestant spouses of Catholics greater access to communion are not ready to be published. The letter seemed to surprise some because in 2015, the Pope appeared to suggest to a Lutheran woman who was married to a Catholic that she could receive communion if she consulted her conscience. Even though the majority of German bishops supported the plan on communion, seven disagreed, including a cardinal, and appealed their case to the Vatican. The letter from Archbishop Ladaria essentially puts German plans to make it easier for non-Catholic spouses to receive communion on hold. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.